Stevie Wonder. Like a bit of Stevie. That's good to bit of move around a bit, get the blood pumping. Now, you have switched over into the second hour of the Community Block on 88.3 Southern FM. And we have the lovely lady and gentleman from Kiwanis, Moorabbin. Good afternoon, Tim Vine and Angela Randall.
Good afternoon, Molly.
Hello, Molly.
You're all rugged up. It's quite cosy in the red studio, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It feels
always warm.
Much warmer.
We haven't even got the heater on. It's just all the energy.
Just the positive vibes.
So, who's going to speak first today? Angela.
Yeah.
And what are you telling us about today?
We're going to tell you about our Alan Lord Family Fun Day for Heart Kids.
Right.
And so, Molly, the Alan Lord Family Fun Day is a fun day for all the families of Heart Kids at the Steam Locomotive Society of Victoria.
Ooh.
That's up in Rowan's Road in Moorabbin. And
right.
So we get the families to come along once a year. And our club, Moorabbin Kiwanis Club, sponsors the day for the Heart Kids and the families of Heart Kids. And thanks to the generous donation of time and effort from the Steam Locomotive Society staff, the families come along and have a fabulous day. It's a really lovely day, and this year we had beautiful sunshine, so it was really lovely. And the families get to ride on the little miniature locomotives around the tracks designed for the steam locomotives people that they put around the tracks.
So it's like a mini Puffing Billy, is it?
It is very, very mini. Yes, indeed. But the adults can sit on with the children, so it's quite a lot of fun for everybody, really.
That's
lovely.
The thing, Molly. It's not only kids that like steam, the adults do as well.
Oh, yes.
And they have a ball.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's fabulous. And not only that, Molly, that it's not just the trains, but we also have art facilities for the family and the kids to do some drawing. We have balloons along on the day. There's face painting. Sometimes there's a sugar fairy that comes along.
A sugar fairy?
Yes.
Oh.
And then we, at Kiwanis Moorabbin, we put on a barbecue luncheon for the families. So that's the way we go. And
lovely.
It's really a lovely day. We enjoy it too as club members too.
Sounds like a perfect day out.
It
perfect
is.
Day
it's
out.
Open to Heart Kids all over Victoria in actual fact. So we have some come down from Ballarat, Bendigo and of course up from Geelong. So they come from all over.
Wow, yeah. From far and wide.
Yeah. It's really quite a good day.
And so what is the purpose of the Alan Lord Heart Kids Family Fun Day?
To answer that, Molly, I should maybe go back in history a little bit. Because,
please do.
Back in, before 2001, a lot of individual Kiwanis clubs were supporting Heart Kids because they'd learnt that what was happening with Heart Kids, the onset of, the beginnings of heart operations on young children with congenital heart disease, and realised that this needed support. So we started giving support via clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2003, Professor Dan Penny set up the Children's Heart Research Centre Australia-wide. And Kiwanis actually adopted that as a project to support.
Fantastic.
And we even supported a coordinator Australia-wide through Kiwanis, just like Angela is here today. Then started getting some projects. And our first project we did with the research centre was to actually set up a database.
Right.
Of heart kids and heart recipients, or not recipients, but recipients of operations,
yes,
throughout Australia. So that went on for a while, and then in 2008 we adopted a project which was codenamed Project Gecko, which is getting
right.
every child's heart okay.
Right.
That's what it stood for.
Okay,
and
yes.
That was actually studying and treating rheumatic heart fever, rheumatic heart disease,
right.
Or rheumatic fever,
mm.
in Indigenous children.
Right.
And that study took a period of 2 years, and it was incredibly successful, the way that project came out. So we were feeling pretty good with ourselves. We thought, you know, hey, as Kiwanians, we're doing a fantastic job here. And what we did, we organised for the chairman of Heart Kids Victoria to come out and give us a talk. She was Alison Byrne,
yes,
based at the Royal Children's Hospital in Flemington.
Right.
She came out to our meeting and to address our club members and members of a few other clubs that we'd invited along as well. And I can tell you, by the end of the evening, she virtually had us all in tears.
Oh.
What she described was the fact that, unlike cancer kids and things like that, that have a lot of support,
yes,
Heart Kids had none.
No.
There was absolutely none. And she described a family that she'd left her office late one night, walking out to get a car, and she spotted a family sitting in the corridor at the Royal Children's Hospital in semi-darkness, freezing cold. The parent's daughter was undergoing a heart operation. It was an 8-hour-long operation. Cafeteria had all closed up.
Crikey.
There was no lounge or anything like the cancer kids had. And the parents and a little boy were out in the corridor, freezing cold. And she described how, to a certain extent, we'd missed the point. But it was the families that needed looking after as well, not just the research.
Yes, of course.
So we changed our emphasis. Well, our club did. We set up we set about setting up a parents' room at the children's hospital where parents of Heart Kids could go and sit down, relax, watch television, have a cup of coffee, We got a lot of donations for equipment for that and got that set up.
Yes, give the families a bit of normalcy.
Somewhere to sit, if nothing else, to be warm
and
comfortable. And
have a cuppa.
While their kids are undergoing these mammoth operations.
Yes.
They were humongous.
And Molly, at that time, I was probably working in the theatre as a receptionist on Saturday and Sundays.
Mm.
And, you know, we had nowhere to direct the parents where to go, where they could get a coffee or that. And I think in the earlier days of that, there wasn't any McDonald's at the Royal Children's, so they couldn't even go down and sit down in the cafe down there. So it was pretty hard for them. And it like Tim described, it was very cold. And they just felt isolated.
Mm. So thanks to the Heart Kids Family Fun Day, Kiwanis have done a marvellous job to have that facility now for the families.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be back after this song.
Like the kind of fire. Artists of all ages and stages are invited to perform every Saturday at Princeton View Alethy Aged Care. The Creative Community Open Microphone from 10:30 a.m. to midday. We'll shout you a coffee at our state-of-the-art Ratho Cafe. And if our audience loves you, you could land a paid gig at Princeton View Alethy Aged Care, 29 Heathfield Road, Brighton East. For details, call Samantha on 8591 0200.
Southern FM sponsor.
Nothing good ever happens in my life. I'm just angry and bored all the time.
I don't know who I am anymore or what makes me happy.
My friend said I should talk to someone and get some help.
Mum took me to the doctor and he said I had depression.
A psychologist helped me deal with anxiety and stuff.
You can help someone find a way back from anxiety and depression at youthbeyondblue.com or phone 1300 22 4636.
Be alert around trains and trams. At level crossings, always look both ways, pay attention to signals, signs and platform lines, and only cross when it's safe to do so. Be sure to hit pause on device distractions, such as earphones and mobiles, and tune into your surroundings. This is a community service announcement brought to you by the TrackSafe Foundation for Rail Safety Week running 12 to 18 August.
Hi, this is Russell Morris. Support ACT is an established registered charity assisting those in the music industry suffering hardship through illness or injury. If music has enriched your life, spare a thought for the many entertainers, writers and crew who are growing older and now facing hard times. Support ACT needs your support. Please donate and learn more at supportact.com.au.
Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
You are listening to 88.3 Southern FM, and we have Tim Vine and Angela Randall, both members of the Moorabbin Kiwanis group, and we have been talking today about Heart Kids Family Fun Day. So, tell me, Tim, how are Moorabbin Kiwanis involved with this whole project?
Thanks, Molly. Well, as I explained, after we set up the parenting room at the Children's Hospital, we discovered one vital bit of information, the fact that these parents never got a chance to talk to each other.
Right.
So they didn't have the opportunity to share their experiences. So as a division, our group of Kiwanis clubs in the southeast got together and set up a family camp up at Healesville once a year to get families up there, to get a dozen or so families up there to spend a weekend, look after the kids, get the parents an opportunity to relax and network. And that was very important.
Lovely.
Now, at Moorabbin, what we wanted to do was set up something maybe a little less formal than that, available to some of the families that maybe couldn't make it for a whole weekend or something like that. And that was the concept of having the family day down at the Steam Locomotive Society, where the kids could go down.
And that's Rowan's Road, Moorabbin, isn't it?
Rowan's Road, Moorabbin, absolutely. The boys down there have been fabulous in supporting us in that. The families go down there and they network. They get to talk to each other, share their experiences, and that's a vital bit of useful technique that they have to make their life a lot easier.
So important for these families to have that support network that other people can identify with the same situation.
That's something they never had.
Right.
So the Family Fun Day gives them an opportunity to do just that.
Super.
And so talking to the families, Molly, on a few different occasions at different fun days, they've got 2 Feet and a Heartbeat coming up in September, which is a fun walk for the families. I've had a lot of interaction with the parents and, it's very hard for them to deal with it without being able to express their anxiety and the difficulties they've gone through. And if there are other siblings involved, you know, how much they feel they're missing out because the children are not actually receiving all the attention they need to because the child with the heart disease or heart kid takes up a lot of their time. So these days, and in particular Alan Lord Fun Day down at the Steam Locomotive Society, gives them that opportunity to talk not only to other families but to us as Kiwanis members and just express their their feelings and what they've been through. And many of them have lost a child to heart disease, so it's quite a really valuable day for all those families.
Mm. Important factor too, Molly, is the sibling.
Yes.
The fact that they tend to get forgotten a little bit.
Yes, of course.
Because the heart kid gets all the attention and the sibling gets very little. So they have a fabulous day down at Moorabbin.
Lovely, lovely. And why is it called the Alan Lord Heart Kids Family Fun Day?
So Molly, Alan Lord was a charter member of the Moorabbin Kiwanis Club, and he was, in fact, the youngest ever governor of our Australia district of Kiwanis. And so he was very dedicated to Heart Kids and the Kiwanis service and helping children in the area. And he was very taken by the notion of the Family Fun Day down at the Steam Rail Society. And so Alan attended the first Heart Kids Family Day, Family Fun Day at the Steam Locomotive Society on the 24th of April in 2017. And then the following day, he actually went along to our usual club meeting on the Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And very sadly, he passed away the next day.
Oh, goodness.
Very unexpected. And so Heart Kids and our Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin got their heads together and decided to dedicate the Family Fun Day in memory of Alan Lord. And so it's now called the Alan Lord Heart Kids Family Fun Day. And I think that's a lovely way to remember a man that dedicated a lot of his life to supporting children, and in particular families of children with heart disease.
Yes.
So that's how it got to be named Alan Lord Family Fun Day.
That's lovely, and I'm sure Alan's family would appreciate that
too. They certainly
do. Yes, indeed.
Yes. We're going to have a little quick tune, and then we'll be back with more about Moorabbin Kiwanis.
Round, round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. But if the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Get around, round, round, I get around.
You're listening to the second hour of the Community Block, and we have Tim Vine and Angela Randall from Moorabbin Kiwanis in the studio with us. And we've been talking today about the Alan Lord Heart Kids Family Fun Day. So, Tim, when is this event? And can people from the public attend the day?
Okay, Molly, it's held in about the middle of April every year.
Mm-hmm.
middle to the end. Unfortunately, it's not available to the public because it's a closed day for Heart Kids, because these kids have got to be have a bit of medical attention as well. So
yes,
you know, we need to be careful with them.
Mm.
But members of the public are definitely able to attend the Steam Locomotive Society, and maybe thank them for helping us. On the first Sunday of every month, they have an open day. And the public can go down there and ride on these little miniature locomotives.
Super.
It's a ball, and it's only a couple of dollars to get in, and they can have a wonderful time down there first Sunday of every month.
Oh, that sounds super.
And that's supporting the Steam Locomotive Society, and in return they support us through the Alan Lord Heart Kids Family Fun Day. So it's a really great community service in many ways.
Sounds like a win-win.
It's absolutely wonderful. My two sons, when they were little toddlers, they all went down there. They loved it. My husband took them down on their piggybacks every Sunday at the end of the month, and they loved it. So it's a great day, and if your listeners have got grandchildren or children, great day to go down.
And they're all volunteers?
Yes.
And they have to raise money to pay the rent.
That's right.
Because the council doesn't give them free rates. So.
No, unfortunately not.
And they get no other funding.
Right. So that's a very worthwhile cause. And if our listeners would like to assist in the running of this event, what do they have to do to get involved?
Well, if they'd like to come along and either come to one of our Kiwanis meeting, we meet the first and third Monday of the month at the RSL Bentley. They're welcome to come along and visit us there. Or they can actually contact Tim.
Yes.
And have a word to Tim about it and see if he'd like to come along.
Tim's phone number is 0412 884 064. That's 0412 884 064, and that's Tim Vine if you would like some more information about this and other Kiwanis events.
Other events, yes. Or look us up on Facebook or on our webpage.
Okay. And I understand that you're also looking for donations of teaching materials.
Yes.
And what else? Paint, face paint, drawing materials. And anything like that. And, of course, good old-fashioned cash.
That's always a good one to have. Because we are now sponsoring all of those artworks supplies for Heart Kids for their fun days. So anything like that is a great help to us.
Well, I have a little something here as a contribution for you.
Thank you.
It's 100 colouring pencils.
Oh, that's great. Now
kids will love them.
Absolutely love
that. Oh, yeah. Yes, so that's my little token.
Thank you, Molly. That's wonderful. You're very kind.
No, you're welcome, and I hope you have a really successful day.
Oh, it's a great day. It's a fun day.
Thank you very much for joining me today. The time has whizzed around.
Has again, hasn't it?
Yes, we'll be back next month, won't we?
Absolutely.
I won't be here. I'll be travelling.
Oh,
we'll
lucky.
We'll have another one of our members to tell you about our terrific kids program that we're getting into all the schools in Victoria. So that'd be great.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you very much. That's Tim and Angela from Kiwanis Moorabbin, and thank you so much for the contribution you make to such a worthwhile charity. And
thank you. You
know, we've got to look after the kids, don't we?
We do.
Okay, we're going to leave you now with Johnny Farnham. You can tell my age, can't you?
So blue, I can't find the cure, and nothing comforts you. The light at the end of the tunnel doesn't shine at the end of the day. Every time you cry, save up all your tears. Wash away the pain till you smile again. I will be the lover in your eyes. Every time you cry,
every time you cry,
every time you cry. how you feel. Your soul is dark and troubled, like a river running wild. Away the pain till you smile again.